8607. If that caller could just hold 1 minute, please, or 1 cent on. Ridiculous program that is. Also, we have here an extension ladder. That's an extension ladder with two parts to it, and each part has got 17 rungs. It's brand new, again, almost as new, anyway, hardly been used, and the man there wants £50 for it. That's £15 for a double extension ladder, 17 rungs on each extension, and anyone interested should contact Church Stretton, 723729. That's Church Stretton, 723729. Something here for Martin Kay, the old DJ. An Action Man training tower is for sale. That's an Action Man training tower. Also a pursuit craft, a jeep, a tank, and two Action Men. And David wants to sell that lot. Anyone interested in an Action Man training tower and a pursuit craft and a jeep and a tank? And two Action Men as well. David on Ludlow 3865. That's David on Ludlow 3865. The Superstore. Take a couple more callers. We're busy again this morning. Let's just see who we've got on the line here, if anyone. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
It's Veronica Cooper.
Hello, Veronica. How are you this morning, my love?
Fine, thank you.
Good girl. What have you got for us?
We've got a three-piece suite.
A three-piece suite?
Yeah. It's a three-seater settee, a swivel chair, and a swivel pouffet.
Yeah.
It's in the hair skin material.
Mm-hmm.
And the seat cushions need attention.
Okay. A swivel pouffet.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work out how you can spell poof without getting done for something. Poof. I'll put two O's in that, doesn't matter. I'll put an E on the end, make sure.
Yeah.
Right, that's a three-piece suite for sale in that sort of hair sort of material. It's got a swivel chair and a swivel poof, and it's a three-seater settee. Right, I've got that sorted out. How much do you want for that?
£95 on nearest offer.
£95. How much was that when that was new?
£500.
£500? Good grief. And how old is it?
6 years.
6 years old. 6 years, okay. Is it one of those sprung things, is it, where the front part, you know, these modern things you sit on nowadays, the springing isn't in the front where your legs sort of...
No, it's very, the frame of it's very sturdy, you know.
Right, that's good enough for me.
And also a pair of twin stereo speakers.
A pair of twin stereo speakers. Okay, could you just describe those?
Take effect, and they're 10 ohms per... Four ohms
each, yeah. And they handle how many watts, do you know?
Just a minute.
Quite a few, by the sounds of it.
10, I think.
About 10 watts, okay. How much do you want for those?
£15, please.
£15 for the pair.
Yeah.
Okay, your telephone number?
Tenby Wells, 810-903.
810-903.
Yeah.
Okay, just hang on a second. That's a three-piece suite for sale with a three-seater settee, also a swivel chair and a swivel poof to go with it. £500 it was when it was new 6 years ago, and this young lady wants £95 for it. Her telephone number is Tenbury Wells 810-903. That's Tenbury Wells 810-903. Also a pair of stereo speakers, 4 ohms impedance each speaker, and each speaker capable of handling 10 watts. Takes some saying that, but I've done it. Again, the same telephone number, Tenbury Wells 810-903. Okay.
Right,
thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 5 minutes, is it? No, 3 minutes, that's all. 3 minutes after 11, we'll take one more, that's okay. Okay, just one more on the Superstore this morning, and then we'll start this this accumulator, and there's some real tricky questions in there today, so you've got to be on your guard. And so have I think.
I'm
Brighton Bird of Paradise. On the line at the moment we have... Hello, who's calling Sunshine here? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name please?
Joyce
Fry. Joyce. Yeah. Right, what have you got for us, Joyce? Just speak up that little bit louder if you can, please.
All right.
Okay. What have you got for us today?
A three-piece suite I want to sell, please.
Another three-piece suite, yeah.
It's brown Draylon.
Brown Draylon, yeah.
And I'm asking £150 for it.
£150 for that, yeah.
A dining room suite.
Also a dining room suite, yeah.
Which consists of a circular table.
Oh, you're getting me going here, writing all this down. A dining room suite, yeah.
Circular table and four chairs.
Circular table and four chairs.
For £75.
Hang on, I haven't finished writing the four chairs down yet.
Sorry.
Okay, how much was that, £75?
Yes.
Yep.
And a Robinson Wiley.
A Robinson fire. Wiley.
Hmm.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a gas fire.
Oh.
That's the make of it.
Oh, I see, gas fire, yep.
And it's one with the glow fire at the bottom. You can plug it into the electric.
I know,
it has a nice glow.
Right, it glows, okay. And how much do you want for that?
£60.
£60. Mm-hmm. And your telephone number?
Hereford,
yep.
27.
11.
98.
That's Hereford, 271198. And your name again was?
Joyce Fry, F-R-Y.
Okay, Joyce. Thanks for calling. Just stay there. I'll try and read this back now, you know.
All right.
Okay, so that's Joyce. Hang on a second. Don't go away. That's Joyce has got for sale a three-piece brown Draylon suite, £150. Also, a dining room suite with a circular table and four chairs, and Joyce would like £75 for that. Also, a Robinson Wiley gas fire, one of those that glows underneath, and she wants £60 for that. Anyone interested could contact her. Was it Joan?
Joyce.
I read everything perfect then, except your name. Anyway, Joyce is on Hereford 271198. That's Hereford 271198. Joyce, thanks for calling us.
Thank you very much.
Have yourself a nice day, won't you?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
What else have we got here? I wrote it down somewhere. I couldn't persuade them to go on the air. The only thing is I'm running out of paper now. Oh, yes, here we are. That's an S-registration Ford Escort Estate. Okay. That's an S-registration Ford Escort Estate with 1100cc engine. It's navy blue in colour, in good condition. £900 or nearest offer, Shropshire. That's £900 or nearest offer. Anyone interested in that could contact Little Brampton. That's Little Brampton 408. That's Little Brampton 408 for an S-registered Ford Escort Estate. That's it for the Superstore. Please, no more callers, because we'll be running out of time. And you know what happens at 12 o'clock? It is your request program with Martin Kay, the old DJ. And he will be here with you between 12 and 2 o'clock this afternoon. At 2 o'clock, it's Mike Willis with the Oldies. And some good music in your programmes this afternoon between 2 and 5. 5 o'clock AJK. And tonight we close down at 7 o'clock. You're tuned to Sunshine Radio, broadcasting to Shropshire.
Sunshine Radio!
Raven Motors.
Sandpits Road, Ludlow.
Telephone Ludlow 2811.
Now we have your attention, let us give you our attention. Raven Motors offers a self-drive hire service which we think financially is the best deal and the lowest rates in Shropshire. Raven Motors for full service and mechanical repairs. Raven Motors also cater for your body, your car body that is. We also have a full breakdown recovery service. So don't forget, for the best deal in town, Raven Motors, Sandpits Road, Ludlow. One last thought, let us prepare your car for its MOT. Telephone Ludlow 2811. That's Ludlow 2811. Raven Motors.
Within the next 45 seconds, you will hear no frills, no huge discounts, no free offers or sales gimmicks, just plain facts. David Link can design and manufacture top quality handcrafted fitted kitchens to your specification that actually fit. Now you may think that handcrafted kitchen units are expensive, but you would be wrong in thinking so. There is only one way to be sure. Contact David Link on Ludlow 4190 for personal and professional advice. Remember, David Link for handcrafted kitchen furniture. Telephone Ludlow 4190. That's Ludlow 4190.
Holidays. Holidays in the sun start from only £99 with Element Travel. Find yourself on holiday this year in Yugoslavia. Sun and sea from £99. Holidays with Element Travel. Choose your cruise, book your ferry, or buy your rail ticket at Element Travel. Mallorca, Greece, or anywhere with Element Travel. Visit Bernice, Leslie, or Vicky, Ludlow's top travel team, and book your holiday now, before someone else does. Element Travel, 12 High Street, Ludlow. There between the Buttercross and the Town Hall. Telephone Ludlow, 2065, and talk to the experts. Holidays in the sun start with Element Travel at only £99. Element Travel, on Ludlow, 2065.
AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan Datsun, the 1984 main dealer. 2%, the finance super deal of 1984. For a limited period, AMR Motors offer you 2% finance with an APR of only 4% over 24 months. Or if you prefer it, AMR can do it over 36 months at an incredibly low rate of only 4%. That's an APR of 7.8%. The finance super deal of 1984, 2%. Available on the complete Nissan range at AMR Motors now. The Micra, programmed for economy. The Chery, the most popular hatchback. The Sunny, the driving school winner. It's so easy to drive. And the Stanza, comfortable, classy, economic motoring at a price you can afford. All at AMR Motors with 2% finance. Try the Bluebird 1.8 GL for total balance of prestige and economy. And see the four-wheel drive range of pickups and the Patrol. Plus the fantastic new Chery Europe. Such value for money with 2% finance. AMR's prices always include 12 months tax, seat belts, number plates, delivery, radio, a full tank of petrol and mud flaps. AMR Motors plus Nissan Datsun equals reliability. That's AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Secrets kept in here.
China crisis and wishful thinking, something that Sunshine is doing. We're trying to find a Sunshine Radio, a Miss Sunshine Radio 1984. And the prize will be a weekend in two for Paris. All the best prizes on Sunshine. If you want to know more details, you'll have to join me between tomorrow at 4 o'clock till 6, and I should be giving you details of how you can enter our Miss Sunshine Radio 1984. And as I say, the prize is a weekend for two in Paris. Now, question number one of the accumulator, something for you to think about. I've got a couple of things to read out here. So question number one, give the next number in the series, OK? Give the next number in the series on Sunshine's Shropshire's own accumulator, the most listened to radio quiz program on the radio anywhere, and that's true. Give the next number in the series, 940 839 738 and 637. That's 940 839 738 637. Okay. Tenbury Wells 811306. We had a letter in the other day, says, Dear Sunshine Radio, the Parent, Teacher and Friends Association of the school have asked me to write to you in order to express their gratitude for all you are doing for our minibus appeal. At present, the fund stands around £1,300 and donations are still being made. Now, we are unable to thank most of the people who have made the donations because they have not left their names and addresses at the Trustees Savings Bank. I wonder if it would be possible for you to express our thanks to everyone over the air. We have been very touched by a number of donations made from £1 or those to several £100s, and we would like to thank everybody most sincerely for helping us. If any of your listeners would like to visit the school and meet the children, which you, the listeners, are helping out, they would love to see them, okay? So a big thank you once again for everybody here at Westfield for your very, very kind help. And that is signed the headmistress, Miss Pat Chester. That's the minibus appeal. You know all about that, don't you? It's where we're trying to get as much money as we can together to buy those kids a minibus. And if you can fork out a couple of quid or whatever it may be, just take it over to the Trustees Savings Bank in Leinster, or even post it to them and make your checks made payable to the minibus appeal, okay? The minibus appeal, and that will help those kids out. Okay, the thing is, at the moment, question number one, I'm looking for those numbers. I'll play a record here. We're taking the fourth correct caller each time, okay? The fourth correct caller each time. 20 minutes now, 20 minutes after 11 on Sunshine. And here's a real good record. I like this one. I like it very much. It's Gloria Gaynor.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say one life, and there's no return and no deposit.
That's good stuff. That's Gloria Gaynor. I am what I am. At 1 o'clock today, it's Adrian Coles with all your local council roundup things. That's at 1 o'clock today. Meanwhile, we're getting busy here, and question number one has gone. Give the next numbers in the series, 940, 839, 738, and 637. We have David on the line. Good morning, David.
Hello. Hello.
What's your answer, David?
536.
536. You subtracted 101 each time, didn't you?
Or it could be time.
Time, 40, yeah.
839,
That's it.
Going backwards.
Clever lad. Question number two. Now, Dave Dunn's finally found exactly what he wants to be in life. Now, he's become a philanthropist. Now, what has happened to Dave?
Well, it means he wants to do good deeds and to donate money to the poor and to set up charities.
Yes, I'll accept that. He's become a lover of mankind, a person that exerts himself for the well-being of his fellow men.
Yes.
It's not true, but still. Anyway, question number two. Question number three. Which European city is known as the Bride of the Sea?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. David, I'm sorry, you're wrong. That's the question I'm asking Shropshire. Which European city is known as the Bride of the Sea? Thanks for calling, David.
Okay,
bye-bye. Yes. That was David from Ludlow. If you think you know the answer to that question number three in your accumulator this week, which European city is known as the Bride of the Sea? I'm looking for the fourth caller, okay? Tenbury Wells, 811-306. Matthew Wilder, and ain't nobody going to break my stride. I've had three callers and they're all right so far. I'm not messing about today, Shropshire. I mean business. The next caller gets it. Tenbury Wells, 811-306. The question I'm asking, which European city is known as the Bride of the Sea? Which European city is known as the Bride of the Sea? Tenbury Wells, 811-306.
Sunshine Radio.
You live in Brimfield, Alderton, Richards Castle, Ashford, or even Ludlow, then you should use us. Overton Service Station, Hereford Road, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 2808. We're owned by Gravel Hill. Overton Service Station offers petrol sales, used cars, and they carry out accident repairs for all leading insurance companies. Overton Service Station do servicing and have spares and accessories for most makes of car and are open 7 days a week as well. Telephone Overton Service Station on Ludlow 2808. Overton Service Station, Hereford Road, Ludlow, where you and your car are still important.
Hall's TV services of Ludlow and Tenbury Wells for the cheapest television and video rental in the area. Just listen to these examples. New 20-inch non-remote colour televisions from £7.65 per month, whilst 22-inch models start at just £8 a month. And if you want to record your favourite programme or see a good film, our video prices are unbeatable. Betamax videos start at £12.75 a month, or a VHS recorder for only £15 per month. Video rental at Halls also gives free membership to their video library with 800 Betamax titles and 200 VHS available from 50 pence a day. Beat that. Halls TV services at 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury Wells 810095 or Ludlow 4550. For incredible TV and video rental, you just can't beat Halls.
Individual Leisure of 43 High Street, Leinster are offering 10-day luxury coach holidays at Fréjus in the south of France from only £70. Or if you drive yourself, it's a mere £50. Yes, it's true. Individual Leisure of Leinster offer self-catering holidays in mobile homes set amongst pine trees at Fréjus near Cannes from as little as £50 for 10 days. It's incredible. The first holiday is 30th of March, so ring Individual Leisure on Leinster 3175 now. That's Leinster 3175 for 10 days in the south of France for £50. Individual Leisure, 43 High Street, Leinster. Telephone now for your free brochure. There's a 24-hour service on Leinster 3175. South of France, 10 days, £50. It's got to be worth a phone call. Individual Leisure, 43 High Street, Leinster. Telephone Leinster 3175.
Sunshine Radio. Sunshine Radio, we're into the accumulator. We have a young man on the end of the phone here that thinks he knows this question, and I suspect he thinks he knows all the questions. It's Peter from Craven Arms. Peter, good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, right. Question number three, what is the answer?
Venice.
Venice, absolutely right. Question number four, in your accumulator, you get the chance now to go through. Mike Willis has told us this week of one of his new hobbies. He's got a collection of the following items. A little piddock, okay, that's a little piddock, a pod razor, and a quahog, spelt Q-U-A-H-O-G, a quahog or a quahog. I repeat the question, a little piddock, a pod razor, and a quahog. What does he collect, or what is the answer? Do you know, Peter? Have a think about this. Mike Willis has told us all this week of one of his new hobbies, just one of them. He's got a collection of the following, a little piddock, a pod razor, and a quahog. Now, what is his collection? What does he collect? Peter, do you know? Stand by Shropshire, Tenbury Wells, 811306.
No,
haven't a clue, Peter. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay,
bye-bye. Looking for the fourth caller again on that. Mike Willis has told us, well, you know what he's doing now. It's a little piddock, a pod razor, and a quahog, spelled Q-U-A-H-O-G. I'll do this live, tell you what I'm doing here. It's caller number one cancelled. So I'm looking for the third caller. If you think you know the answers, fourth caller, third caller now, Tenbury Wells 811-306.
Trading tales of pleasure.
Works and Love Is a Wonderful Colour. What a record. What a record. There's something, if that was a 78, I would use that for making a flower pot with you. Do you remember the old days with the 78s? Put them in hot water and mould them round. One screw in the back and a couple of daffodils and you're away. That's what we used to do with them. Try and do that nowadays, they just break in half. Okay, Cheryl on line four. Hello, Cheryl. How are you today?
Alright.
Okay, Cheryl, what is the answer?
Clams.
Clams, seashells, things like that. That's right. Question number five. John Haig was hanged for murder in 1949. Now, what method did John Haig use for disposing of his victims' bodies? And you got 5 seconds, Cheryl.
Acid.
Who?
Acid.
Acid bath, absolutely right. Aren't you a clever girl? Good grief. Question number six. From which Nottinghamshire village did young Vernon McLean write to his local paper asking for a new daddy? Any ideas?
No.
No ideas at all?
No.
Okay, Shropshire, there's your question. From which Nottinghamshire village did young Vernon McLean write to his local paper asking for a new daddy? Tenbury Wells 811306. That's Tenbury Wells 811306. We've got 21 minutes to answer 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions, plus another 5 for the £20 today. We're going to be busy, so you better get busy as well and start giving me a call. Tenbury Wells 811306.
Till we come on, till we be, you told me.
musical minds and speak your mind. 19 minutes away from 12. 19 from 12. Good morning, Lisa. Hello, Lisa's calling us from Lemston. She's a lucky one. Caller number 4. I'm very strict today, Lisa. Right, what answer have you got for us? That's absolutely right. Question number 7. Now, where am I in Shropshire? If you were listening earlier, I did ask you to get an ordnance survey or a map of any description out, because this one will help you. Now, where am I in Shropshire? It's a simple one, and it's only a one-liner. I'm on the A4117 at the junction of the B4363. Where am I, Shropshire? I'm on the A4117 at the junction of the B4363. Lisa, I think you better take a stab at that one. Haven't got all day, Lisa. Clibbery Mortimer, absolutely right. Question number 8. Legend has it that when Pandora opened her mysterious box, all the evils were let out to prey on the rest of the world. But something was left in that box. What was it, Lisa?
No, I haven't got any idea.
You haven't got a clue?
No.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Tenbury Wells, 811306. Now you've got to start again, the 4th caller. Legend has it that when Pandora opened her mysterious box, all the evils were let out to prey on the world. But something was left in the box. Now what was it? Do you think you know the answer? The 4th caller I'm looking for.
Let's celebrate.
question I'm asking, Shropshire. Legend has it that when Pandora opened her mysterious box, all evils were let out to prey on the rest of the world. But something was left in the box. What was it? Tony from Knighton has the answer on line 4. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Good lad. Right. What do you think she had in her box?
All escaped except hope.
Oh, everything? That's right. Hope was the only thing that stayed in the box. And it's still in there, as far as I'm aware. And thanks to France, which lies 66 degrees, 33 minutes south of the equator. Tony.
The imaginary line below the equator.
What name is given to the imaginary line on the Earth's surface, which lies 66 degrees, 33 minutes south of the equator? Stop flipping.
Capricorn.
You said Capricorn?
Yes.
Capricorn, no. Sorry, Tony. It's a good try, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, mate.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Tenbury Wells, 811306. We've got to do it all again. What name is given to the imaginary line on the Earth's surface, which lies 66 degrees, 33 minutes, south of the equator? And that caller that's calling at the moment is on the air, is caller number 1. I'm looking for caller number 4. Good one, isn't it? That's Manhattan Transfer, the new record from them. Never mind about that, Shropshire. On to question number 9, and that did tend to confuse a lot of people, that question did. And the favourite answer there was Tropic of Cancer. Why, I don't know. The question I was asking was, what is the name given to the imaginary line on the Earth's surface, which lies 66 degrees, 33 minutes south of the equator? This is no kid's game. No, Brendan's on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Brendan. What is the answer?
It's the Antarctic Circle.
Absolutely right. Now, Brendan, you're through to question number 10. If you get this one right, you stand to win yourself £20 by answering a few questions, OK? But first of all, we've got to get you through this one. Now, where am I in Shropshire? OK, where am I in Shropshire? I'm sorry about this, Brendan. You'll need an Ordnance Survey map, page 138. OK? I'm sorry about this. It's the way it goes, though. I'm on a farm near the junction of the B4194 and the B4363. Now, where am I? In Shropshire. You need, as I say, you need a map. Now, I'm actually on a farm, okay? Now, I'm near the junction of the B4194 and the B4363. What is the name of that farm, Brendan?
I haven't
No, that's not the name either. Anyway, it was a good try, wasn't it? Thanks for calling, Brendan.
Okay,
bye-bye. That is the question, and that is quite a difficult one. I'll repeat it for you, okay? Now, I'm on a farm. I'm literally standing on a farm. I'm near the junction of the B4194 and the B4363. What I'm looking for, Shropshire, is the name of that farm. Tenbury Wells, 811306. The fourth caller gets it, okay? Tell me the name of that farm.
Thank you.
That's Elbow Bones and the Racketeers. And Take Me for a Night in New York. Right, got you this time. Haven't got you at all. John's got me. Now, where am I in Shropshire? You'll need that map, and I suspect that he's had this map. I'm on a farm near the junctions. Now, where am I? John?
Yep.
Yeah, John's calling from Clibbury Mortimer. What is the name of that farm?
Bradley Farm.
Bradley Farm. Absolutely on the nose. Did you have your map at hand, did you?
Yes, we did.
Did it take much finding?
Well, a couple of minutes. A
couple of minutes. Once you know what you're looking for, it's not so bad, is it?
Yes.
It's finding out what you know what you're looking for. That's the trouble. Okay, John, you're through to the last section here. This is a jackpot section. And I'm going to ask you six questions, of which you have to answer correctly. And the first answer always counts five. Okay.
Yes.
Now then, there are three easy ones and three difficult ones, or whatever you think. What do you want first, the easy ones or the difficult ones?
As they come.
Question number one, John, and John's in Clibbury Mortimer. With what particular form of transport was the British engineer James Brindley associated?
Canals,
absolutely right. Question two. Which European country colonized the territory in South America known as the Suriname or Surinani or something like that? Do you understand?
Yeah.
The Suriname, that's it. Which European country colonized the territory in South America known as the Suriname? Which European country?
Portugal.
I'm sorry you're wrong there, John. That means you've got to get the rest right. But never mind, they're not too difficult. Question number three. What in essence does Murphy's Law state? That's right. If anything can go wrong, it will. So that makes you got two right so far. Two out of three. Question number four. Name three of the original four goons.
Spike Milligan.
Spike Milligan is one, yeah.
Peter Sellers
is two.
Harry Secombe
is three. And Michael Benteen was the fourth. Question number five. In a modern 3-pin 13-amp plug, what is the colour of the live wire?
Brown,
absolutely right again. It used to be red until 1969, and I should know that. Now then, John, it all rests on this last question. If you get this one wrong, you lose £20. If you get it right, you win yourself £20. And it's a real difficult question, so listen very, very closely. A 2 and 6 penny piece was known as half a crown. What name was given to the 2 shilling piece? Absolutely right. It's exactly 12 o'clock. You've won yourself £20. Stay on the phone and I'll get back to you. Thanks for calling. Okay? Okay?
Yes.
Great.
We'll be right back.
Sunshine Radio broadcasting to the whole of Shropshire on 299 metres medium wave. That's 1017 kilohertz channel 55. Our mailing address is Sunshine Radio, Post Office Box 299, Ludlow in Shropshire. A reminder, it's your requests, your dedications, anything you like to say about Martin Kay. I've been giving him some stick this morning. I suspect he's going to get his own back. He's actually out of the studio at the moment because he's frightened to come anywhere near me at the moment. But anyway, all I can say is I'll leave you in the very capable hands of one Martin Kay, the old DJ. Telephone number for your requests, your dedications. He's starting to give me some stick, Shropshire. Tenbury Wells, 811306. That's it from me. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock with the Miss Shropshire, Miss Sunshine Radio 1984 competition. So if you want to enter that, you'll have to listen between 4 and 6 tomorrow afternoon. Bye-bye. Have yourself a lovely day.
Sunshine Radio.
Did you know that in these days of multiple chain stores, there are still places where you can get personal attention and excellent value? Broad's of Bishop's Castle is such a place. They have a good selection of jet ladies' fashion jeans and trousers, which are made in England and are available in stretch or ordinary denim, striped denim or stretch cords, and also cotton twill trousers. All garments are fashionably styled for today's image, with the larger waisted ladies also being catered for. Further spring styles will be in stock soon. So let's prove that it's not only the French who are fashionable. We can do it better with English trouser and personal service from Roger Broad at Broad's Market Square, Bishop's Castle, where the customer matters.
Geoffrey Buckingham Borden, Tall Trees, Tenbury Wells.
Geoffrey Buckingham Borden have chainsaws for hire, either by day or by the week at moderate charges. Just telephone for details on Newnham Bridge 361.
New Dolmar chainsaws are at Geoffrey Buckingham Borden, with discounts of up to 20% off the recommended retail price. Part exchanges are welcome, and credit facilities are available with written quotations on request.
See the huge range of stoves and cookers at one of the country's largest and most progressive wood-burning and solid fuel appliance specialists. Geoffrey Buckingham Borden, Tall Trees, Tenbury Wells.
Telephone Geoffrey Buckingham Borden on Newnham Bridge 361. They're open every day, including Saturday and Sunday.
Ludlow's Whole Food and Spice Centre of the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow offer whole foods at the best prices with discounts for bulk purchases.
We always have over 50 spices in stock, as well as a wide range of cereals to keep you healthy, including muesli, sultana bran and oats.
Ludlow Whole Food and Spice Centre also offer at nutty prices Brazils, almonds, hazels, cashews and peanuts. And if nuts make you thirsty, we also have a wide range of top quality teas to quench your thirst, including China and other speciality teas.
We stock real fruit jams, honey, whole food peanut butter and jams for diabetics. And don't forget our range of lentils, pulses and beans.
Why not treat yourself to a coconut? Or for a nibble, how about sesame snaps or wholemeal crisps? We also stock sunflower, coconut and Greek oil. In fact, the Ludlow Whole Food and Spice Centre stock the lot. Visit us in the Bullring Shopping Centre for healthy living.
Broads of Market Square, Bishop's Castle are the leading suppliers of fine quality clothing for the whole family. Broads have an in-depth stock of branded merchandise and sell hand knitting wools and cater for all your sewing requirements. At Broads, you can choose fitted carpets, window blinds and custom-made curtains from their comprehensive selection. Broads now stock jet fashion jeans and trousers. So for fine quality clothing, shop at Broads, Market Square, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle 638 452.
Sunshine Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, will you put your hands together for Martin Kay? By now you'd have got it. I'd have thought by now you'd have got it right, Martin.
Like a nun.
The Beatles and Lady Madonna. And I do hasten to add, it wasn't me who put it on. It was himself. And thank you to James for the last 2 hours, 10 minutes or so. And he's gone off now for his usual rest, because 2 hours a long time for him stood up here, you know. And he can't take it like he used to. But incidentally, have you noticed something different about his voice lately? Last few days? No? Oh, funny that, because he had a new set of teeth fitted the other day, and I could have sworn his voice sounded a bit different. You know, a little bit sort of... 12:10 on a Sunday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you from me, Martin Kay. I'm with you from now until 2 o'clock. If you'd like a record, give us a ring. Tenbury Wells, 811-306.
When it appears your love is finally on the line, and you can't hold it back much longer, when it seems as though you're running out of time, should be stronger. Well, if you care about her, don't you ever doubt her love. Would you turn her around and throw it all away? Just let her know today, when it looks like trouble and paradise, and you're burning alone, that's cold as ice. Go out and find the flame, so you can warm it up again. When it looks like trouble and paradise, and you're burning alone, that's cold as ice. Go out and find the flame, so you can warm it up again. Somebody to depend on, and may your days be celebration, and may there always be an angel on your shoulder to help that awkward situation. And if you love each other, you'll never need another love.
Al Jarreau taking us back to last year, and a song called Trouble in Paradise. And we say hi now to Kevin Jenner of Ludlow, whose seventh birthday it was last Friday. Happy birthday for last Friday, Kevin. Seven at last, eh? Isn't that super? And actually, I'll tell you who's been on. Your brother, Mark, and Lucy, and Mum. They've been on and they've asked us to play a record for you. We'll do that for you, Kevin. Kevin Jenner in Ludlow, seven last Friday. Shaking Stevens, please, with lots and lots of love. And happy birthday for last Friday from Mum, Brother Mark and Lucy. Also lots and lots of love. Best wishes from Nanny Audrey. So there you are, Kevin. That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Anyway, hope you had a smashing birthday on Friday. And just for you, here's Shaky. And Bonnie. Especially to Kevin Jenner of Ludlow, whose birthday it was on Friday, and he was 7, so happy birthday for last Friday, Kevin. And that's from Mum and Brother Mark and Lucy, and of course, Nanny Audrey. Also, we were going to play that, and I forgot to tell you beforehand, going to play it for Margaret and Barry from Caenham, and that's from Michael. So there you are, Margaret and Barry from Caenham. Michael's thinking about you anyway. Right, going to say hello now to Mrs. Linda Pardo of Ludlow. It was her birthday yesterday. Happy birthday for yesterday, Linda. And this comes to you from all your friends and relatives on Clee Hill. So there we are, all thinking about you up there on Clee Hill. Linda Pardo of Ludlow is a record specially for you for your birthday yesterday. Taking us back in time, comes from Chairman of the Board. It's called You Got Me Dangling on a String. That's what we do to James Harding, you know.
Yeah. Girl, my nights are so lonely.
Girl, my nights are so lonely.
Ooh, I'm needing you only.
I'm needing you only.
Pretty, pretty good love.
Pretty, pretty good love.
I only drink enough from your love cup to keep me thirsty. Girl, my need for you is oh so strong. Until it hurts me, you
lovely, taking us back to 1968 that time, that's chairman of the board, and you got me dangling on a string. Right, now then, we're going to say a special hello today, because it's a special day, for a very, very lovely lady who's 72. So, hello Grace in Hereford. Hello my love, how are you today, all right? Good. I don't know whether it's your birthday, is it, today, but it's a special day, we've been told, and but I've got a sneaking suspicion it might be your birthday. 72, that's a lovely old age, isn't it? Anyway, Grace, hope you're having a smashing day, my love, and Vera and Paul and Graham all send their love to you, and best wishes and all the rest of it, and they've asked us to play a nice record for you. Well, we've had some trouble finding a nice record. Because on this station we don't play a lot of nice records. No, I shouldn't say that really. Anyway, we've found you a lovely record actually, Grace, over there in Hereford, just for your special day today, all right? And here it is from Johnny Mathis. It's called You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Stay in my heart.
Lovely. Going out specially there to Grace in Hereford, who's 72. A lovely, lovely lady. And Grace, hope you enjoyed that, my love. Johnny Mathis, and you are the sunshine of my life. I'm glad we could bring a little sunshine into your life. And that's from Vera and Paul and Graham, and from all of us here on the station as well. So that's Grace, who's 72, living in Hereford. Have a lovely day today, my love, and enjoy yourself, okay? Right, we better have one of these, I think.
Sunshine Radio.
Paddle Repairs Ludlow are your local motor and light commercial repair specialists. Paddle repairs can be found at Burway Trading Estate, or you can ring them on Ludlow 4101. They specialise in all types of body repairs, from that small scratch to major insurance repairs. Paddle Repairs in Ludlow will repair your British, continental or Japanese car to a very high standard, and all their work is fully guaranteed. They have body jig and pulling equipment, are metallic paint specialists, and offer a 24-hour recovery service. Panel Repairs, Burway Trading Estate, telephone Ludlow 4101, or after 6 p.m. and at weekends, contact Tony on Ludlow 3949. Panel Repairs, Ludlow, your local motor body repair specialists. At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, try Swifts for homemade bread and rolls and locally milled wholemeal. Swifts in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Nowadays, the cost of running a car is exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help, and help we do. Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles with thousands of parts for hundreds of cars. Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf. If we don't have it, we will find it. Remember, Cleehill Motor Spares. Have you got an MOT failure? Ring us now on Ludlow 4576 and ask for Cliff. And now here's our MOT, T-O. You wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. Cleehill Motor Spares, call Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget, we're open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it goes dark. Cleehill Motor Spares, Ludlow 4576.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, visit Sue's Pantry for homemade hot or cold quiche and pizza, selected cheese and salamis. Sue's Pantry in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow. Pauline's Cash and Carry at Marden, that's between Leinster and Hereford, is open from January the 30th. Pauline's Cash and Carry at Marden, mainly selling soft, cuddly toys. Pauline's Cash and Carry at Marden, welcome trade and retail inquiries. Pauline's Cash and Carry at Marden, between Leinster and Hereford. It's open to you from January the 30th. Pauline's Cash and Carry at Marden.
Sunshine Radio.
Keep on spending sunny.
Sunshine Radio News at 12:30. This is Carol Barnes. The West Midlands Regional Health Authority has agreed to underwrite the annual running costs of the new Telford Hospital. It was confirmed on Friday. The running costs are estimated at around £8.5 million, and Shropshire Health Authority are expected to provide almost £6.5 million of this. Another £1.1 million should come from the government. In real terms, the West Midlands Regional Health Authority are ensuring that there will be enough money available to run the hospital once it's built, and will continue to be, even if Shropshire Health Authority should find its commitment too great. Meanwhile, Ludlow MP Mr. Eric Cockrum has joined a number of rural protesters, including South Shropshire District Council, in asking the Shropshire Health Authority to reconsider the whole Telford project. He fears that other smaller hospitals, particularly rural ones, will suffer as a result of the financial drain that the new Telford Hospital will put on the county's resources. Crime figures for 1983 show an encouraging decrease in reported crime in the Ludlow Police Division last year. The division comprises three police districts, Bridge North, Stourport and Ludlow. Although there were 54 fewer reported crimes in the division generally last year, the greatest decrease came in the Ludlow district, which includes Ludlow Town, Craven Arms, Church Stretton and Tenbury Wells. The Tenbury area decrease was particularly dramatic. The number of reported crimes there last year was half of its 1982 total. In Ludlow, the number of juvenile crimes has fallen, as has the number of assaults on police. Paradoxically, however, the number of driving offences was up and the number of burglaries remained the same. Draft proposals have now been issued for the enlargement of South Shropshire District Council's area as part of the current review of parish boundaries. The proposed change will affect the parishes of Rattling Hope and All Stretton, and already two families in the area have applied for status on the other side of the proposed new division. A decision is to be made on the adoption of the draft on February the 27th, and comments or criticisms before this date are welcomed. They should be submitted to the Boundaries Commission. Among others, town and parish councils, political parties, the Health Authority and the Severn Trent Water Authority are being asked for their opinions. Finally, Ludlow's bottle bank has been saved and is now back in Smithfield Car Park. The future of the bank, run by Ludlow's Rotaract Club, was put in jeopardy when the original buyer of the reclaimed glass went out of business. The bank was then removed over the Christmas period, resulting in over-eager customers leaving their deposits instead in boxes and bags on the site. Now, however, a new buyer for the glass has been found, and the skip has now been modified in order to segregate the glass into clear, brown and green categories. That's all for now. There'll be more local news at 4:30.
White chalk written on red brick, our love told in our heart. It's there, drawn in the playground. Love, kiss, hate or adore. I love Jennifer Echoes. I know that she loves me. Jennifer Echoes, I know that she loves me. La 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 la. I used to carry her satchels, she used to walk by my side. To a doorstep, her dad wouldn't let me inside.